The Sitka Seawalk currently runs from Sitka National Historical Park to the Sitka Public Library. It's a waterfront enhancement funded largely through the local share of the head tax on cruise passengers levied by the state. A proposed extension of the Seawalk would create a new path around the outside of the O'Connell Bridge, essentially the last sliver of undeveloped waterfront in downtown Sitka. State planners noted that rock fill for the proposed route would impact a bed of eelgrass in the area, considered essential fish habitat for herring. And there was also something else, as Jeff Feldpausch, the tribe's natural resources director, explained.
They did find a man-made rock wall that extends off that point just from the base of the bridge, kind of back towards the street or the road. I think the state had gone back through and did some additional testing. We were concerned that that rock wall was probably part of a clam garden.
A clam garden is created by terracing a beach in an intertidal area with walls made from large stones. It's a form of mariculture used by the indigenous peoples of the Pacific Northwest for millennia. Tribal Council member Fred Olson Jr. noted the irony in that some places in Southeast were trying to enhance their waterfronts with recreations of nature or history, like the whale sculpture in Juneau. But Sitka had the real thing and was putting it at risk.
Instead of inventing something for tourists to look at, you have actual history to look at and just don't pave over it, you know.
Sitka's waterfront has been substantially modified and filled in over the years. Early in the last century, waves used to lap at the base of Castle Hill and at the back of the stores along Lincoln Street. Now, most of the area from Crescent Harbor to Eliason Harbor has been filled in for streets and public buildings like Harrigan Centennial Hall and the library. While the Seawalk doesn't seem like a very big project relative to the overall development of Sitka's waterfront, some tribal council members nevertheless felt very protective about what little of the natural environment remains. Council member Martha Moses suggested that the construction of the Seawalk has already come with a cultural cost.
When the Seawalk was being developed out to Totem Park, and there was that little hill right there that had the huckleberries and the blueberries, and when you had your elder go with you, you had a little trail that you could take your elder and they can go pick their own bucket, but that's already blasted through and there's a walkway through there, and that berry bush is gone. So if you make these developments, they're gone forever, and our tradition is gone forever.
Moses' view was echoed by fellow council member Rachel Moreno, who said she worked in summer on cruise ships and interacted with passengers who were really interested to take in Sitka's history without creating harm.
They want to know that they're not having a negative impact where they visit. And if we just are so worried about creating a place for them to walk without taking into consideration these historic sites and things that we grew up seeing, and gosh, we don't see them anymore. All us kids used to go up Blueberry Hill to pick berries, and that was a safe place to go. You know, we didn't have to worry about bears or anything. And so that, because of development, is gone. That's a childhood memory. And I would hate to see one of the last parts of the downtown Sitka that's natural right now be destroyed.
Scoping meetings were held in Sitka last fall on the Seawalk extension, and a public comment period was open through the end of the year. The state expects to have a 75% plan ready for public review by this coming spring or summer, as well as another public comment period. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss told tribal council members that he'd be adding their concerns to those he's already heard.
Just being honest, I've heard a lot of negative on this Seawalk. So I think it is time for us to take a hard look at that project and determine if it is right for Sitka.
The Sitka Tribal Council and Sitka Municipal Assembly meet twice a year for a meal and to cover a joint agenda of issues important to each body. Other major topics covered at their February meeting included collaboration on an affordable housing summit this year, including homelessness, building redundancy into the community's broadband infrastructure, and coordinating the strategic plans of the tribe and the city. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.